Dr. Lane Rowling, the founder of Tepeda and director of clinical education, says the program marries reading and reality.
What Tepeda does academically is it teaches these kids is that what you learn in a book is the same book at Harvard. It's the same book at Stanford. It's the same book at Auburn. The University of Alabama books are no more special than the books at Alabama State University because 2 + 2 = 4. Doesn't matter where you go in the world. So we prepare the students in one way is that they should understand the basics from the university. Their classes are taken, biology, physics, organic chemistry. And then when they come into our world, into our clinical field medicine world, what happens is that we take that information, we put it to real practical application.
Dr. Rowling says the program continues to expand.
The next evolution of Tepeda is to continue to help develop the latest assays in bio research, you know, particularly the Zika. I've told people before, Zika's here to stay. Zika itself is more infectious than Ebola. When we look at the how we classify viruses and stuff, what is the long-term effects of Zika? Birth defects in the United States, the virus goes to sleep. What are the consequences 5 or 10 years from now? So what we're doing now is that we're going to be continue to develop assays, in particular the Zika assays. Our next big project in the clinical field setting is to be able to measure Zika viral and hormonal changes in babies at every 4 months for the next 4 years.
Tepeda's humanitarian efforts include donations of surgeries, nutritional supplements, clothing, and other items. More information about Tepeda can be found online at tepeda.org. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.